Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And it was funny because I did my show yesterday here in Detroit, and people at first were like, no way. And then by the end of the 4 hours, they realized, you know what, it may be possible. You do realize that if certain things break the right way, there's a rematch game in the semifinals. Michigan, Ohio State. College Football Playoff Committee told you they're going to do their best to get Ohio State in. It's like they're the standby passenger at the airport waiting to get on the plane, and they just need one person to give up that seat. USC and TCU, if one stumbles, Ohio State is in. And if the other one wins, but it's not impressive, I could easily see. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if I'm Michigan, I would be livid if I had to play Ohio State again. Now, I do think that Michigan broke the Buckeyes. I think they took their spirit in that game. And I think you saw for the first time that Ohio State doesn't have that toughness that they've always had. But if you're Michigan, it's like, well, why did we just beat them? Why we got to do it again a few weeks later? That doesn't seem fair, but it was the most watched college football game. And we all know that sometimes things happen with that college football playoff committee, that things get manipulated, Howard. Do I have on a tinfoil hat thinking that it's possible that those two teams could play?
I mean, anything's possible. You would have to have Georgia. Obviously, Georgia would need to stumble too, because I think right now Georgia's probably a lock at number one. And then Michigan probably is going to hold steady at number two if they're able to pull off the win versus Purdue. Now, TCU drops something. You look at USC. They could, if they have some trouble with Utah. I just think that probably Ohio State doesn't get up to three. If they're going to lock Ohio State in and they want Ohio State, they're going to have them at four. So it'd be Ohio State, Georgia. It'll be interesting, though. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be fascinating to see how this works out, though.
Okay, I'm going to put on my second tinfoil hat, because here's the other thing. and here's why I'm coming up with this, folks. Okay. If you're into gambling, TCU's, I think, only favored by a couple points. USC's only favored to win by a couple points. Adrian Martinez got knocked out the game when they played Kansas State the first time, or Kansas State would have won that game. And Utah's already beaten USC. The other team that I have to be laughing if they make this, because it's like, of course they did, is Alabama, who's sitting right behind Ohio State. Howard, if those two teams loses, I don't think TCU is good enough that they'll get a spot. And now you got number five and number six moving up. I just think that it may be possible that you get an all-SEC semifinal and all Big Ten semifinal, which is good because it at least means that the Big Ten will get a team in the national championship game if that were to happen.
Yeah, you think about it. I just don't think this is going to be a year. I know a lot of people think that Alabama could slip in there. I just don't think they're, you know, you look at their schedule, you look at their body of work this year, and it just hasn't been there. When you look at the wins that they have over where teams are ranked right now, they just don't.
No,
just
they're Howard. Their best team, their best wins are two losses. And whenever that's the case, it's hard to make that. Well, we only lost by these teams, I think, a combined score of 4 points, but you still lost the game. So, but I'm looking at him like, man, if Bama sneaks into this playoff, then you know what? we should just go ahead and it's Nick Saban's world that we all just paying rent if they happen to make it in the hour.
Yeah, you know, I just don't think they'll be able to slip in. I think Ohio State's probably the only one, and the only way they get in is if, you know, if USC or TCU slip. And, you know, I don't know if TCU has any chance of slipping this week. I mean, they're playing the game, so obviously the opportunity is there.
Well, they're playing the game, but remember, when they played Kansas State earlier in the year, mm-hmm. they knocked out two quarterbacks, and they were playing against Kansas State's third-string quarterback when they made the comeback to win that mm-hmm. game. So Martinez is healthy, and we've all seen Adrian Martinez from his time in Nebraska.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to – I mean, Friday night we'll know because USC takes on Utah Friday night, which I kind of like that. They got the whole night to themselves out in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know what, Howard? I know we love playing the game in Indianapolis, but, you know, you work for the BTN. Let's lobby mm-hmm. for a Vegas game. I think that'd be kind of cool.
You know, I truly believe we're not far from seeing this, you know, Big Ten championship, you know, start to travel. Particularly SoFi. When you start to think about some of the venues that are out there.
SoFi LA. Stadium, L.A.
they're gonna start to travel, and I think, you know, I think they're up for change. I think they want to start to move the games around. Because I think it's great for the fan bases. I think it's great, you know, for the teams that have an opportunity to compete to play in some of the other stadiums that are out there. But, you know, it has to be the right situation, too. But the thing about Indy is just so convenient
it
for
is.
Everyone.
No, you know, it
walk
is.
Through the tunnels when it's cold. I mean, you can just you park the car and you just can walk everywhere you need to go. So Indy's got a great setup for basketball and football. But I do know that they want to get this Big Ten championship football start to travel out. So.
I know. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a true story because I kind of got myself in trouble. But former MSU AD Mark Hollis, well, he was listening to the show one day. Uh-huh. And I said exactly what you said. Like, man, this should never leave Indy. And he now works for the city of Detroit planning. And he's trying to get it here. So he calls me during the show like, hey, man, what are you doing? So I'm like, Mark, I mean, so I end up meeting with him. So he showed me the plans that Detroit has. Yeah. But I was just like, Mark, these are plans. Indy has it. It's there. I can see it. I can leave my coat in the hotel room and walk all around because everything is connected by the mall. Like, yeah. And the one thing that I like about Indy that beats even when like the Big Ten basketball thing over Chicago. When you're in Indianapolis, you're on the main stage. They make you feel special. Yeah. Everybody knows. When you're in Chicago, you know, 1 out of 10 people know that the Big Ten tournament is being played. You know, so it's one of those where Indy makes a big deal out of it. I mean, it's almost like you at the Oscars or the Emmys. Because it's like, oh, Big Ten championship. You see the banners up all over the street. You're right. Man, they do a great job. I understand you got to move it to different cities. But if they came out with a proclamation saying that it has to stay in Indy permanently, I agree.
Yeah. I don't think too many people be upset. But, I mean, you look at Detroit. I mean, that can be an option. You look at, I think Minnesota's probably will be a great option.
Right.
Once – you know, SC and UCLA get into the fold. You know, SoFi could be an option. There are just so many opportunities that are out there, you know, for teams or really for this game to be played. And I think the same thing probably is going to happen with Big Ten Media Days with football. As soon as they have decided that they're going to host it at another stadium, I would not at all be surprised that you would see the Big Ten championship game as well, you know, being played at the same place Media Day is, because I think it's a big push. He likes the idea, Kevin Warren, I think everyone does, likes the idea of having the teams actually having Media Day where the culmination of the Big Ten championship is actually going to be played. So, you know, it's been good the last 2 years in Indy. It's been a lot of fun there. So, you know, we'll see what other cities are going to be able to step up and have an opportunity to host the game.
Well, I think I know it said it is going to be moving to Minnesota and Detroit at some point, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
So. Before those two venues ultimately host the game.
Oh, no, I say Ford Field would be a great place to host the game. And, I mean, at that mm-hmm. point, I mean, this is when the local teams, trust me, if Michigan or Michigan State happen to be there, they're going to try and suck up all the tickets to the game.
Yeah.